guys, it's Emily, the controversial mom. I don't know about you guys, but I've recently started noticing something in the news that's piqued my curiosity. There's this organization called Indivisible. Now, I've never heard of them before, but they keep popping up more and more and more in the news cycle. So I got curious and started looking into them. So the first time that I saw them in the news was a local event that they hosted here at a Presbyterian church that was kind of a kickoff for a local chapter that they had started. I say started. I think they've been around for a while, but I think they're just kind of drumming up all of their support all over again. But nonetheless, they had this meeting and there was news coverage of it. There was a news article to talk about the event. And it was kind of funny because it's very much a left-wing organization and we all know that our media leans left. But one of the statements in the article talked about this man that was so passionate about the topic of conversation that he had to be escorted out. Now, if that were any of us at an event and we were lively and passionate, we would have been labeled like crazy lunatics screaming, had to be forcibly removed from the event. But of course, it's the left-wing media, so we all know that they put a nice little positive spin to this fella that got excited at the meeting. But anyways, they had their meeting, and I really didn't think a whole lot about it at the moment until a couple of days later. There was another event that was canceled at a local church. Now, this other event was a Republican conservative event. It was at a different church entirely. But the reasoning behind the meeting being canceled was kind of odd because it talked about protest all across the country to include right here in Huntsville. And then there was a couple other statements in there talking about how President Trump was really trying to discourage a lot of, we'll say, congressmen from getting involved with the chaos around us. It was just really odd wording. So it, again, just kind of piqued my curiosity. And then as I was scrolling through Twitter the other day, I noticed that this group, Indivisible, had been linked to the Tesla dealership attacks. So that really started piquing my interest because that's three kind of data points at that point. Like, I just can't not look into it. So I started digging into Indivisible because it's just what I do. And it's really fascinating what I found because, one, it's just really interesting, but also it kind of makes you scratch your head. And it led me to the point of, this is the new BLM. Like, I'm calling it right here, right now. Whatever time it is, whatever date it is that you're hearing this, like, mark it down. Emily's calling it. Indivisible is the new BLM of the Trump administration second term. So, why do I say all that? Because I started looking into them and there are so many similarities, it's not even funny. So I have their website pulled up because I wanted to read some stuff specifically or directly from their website because I don't want to misstate it. So I'm going to read direct from their website just so you have an idea of why I'm saying that they're the new BLM. So this organization, I am not exaggerating. It says Indivisible was founded in response to Trump's election. Now, when I scoured through the Huntsville chapter's Facebook page, I saw that they've been around since 2019. So my assumption here is that this started during Trump's first administration. So in 2016-ish is when they got started. It's 2025 now, right? So they're not even 10 years old. Four of those years, Biden was in office. So I'm assuming they're pretty quiet. So they're really not that old of an organization. So put a pin in that one because I'm going to come back to the fact that they're a very young organization. But nonetheless, they're very fixated on Trump. They even state on their website that our democracy was rigged from the start in favor of who else but the white and the wealthy. Sounds just like BLM. It talks about the alliance of white nationalists and the ultra-rich have been actively working to further undermine democracy and cement their stronghold in power permanently. Now, let me be very clear. I am not ultra rich. I am nowhere near being ultra rich. I am not even rich. So I don't know why they think that you have to be ultra rich to vote for Trump, because I'm not, and I voted for him, and I'd vote for him again. Even despite all the craziness within the DOD, I would vote for him again. But on their surface, other than just being obsessed with Trump, they're pretty typical kind of grassroots organization. They talk about how they're looking for Democratic candidates. They're endorsing Democratic candidates. They're doing lots of outreach. They're trying to get lots of chapters established all across the country. It all seems pretty legit. That's on the surface. Once you start going beyond that, you figure out what's going on here. So I told you that they're a pretty young organization. So they talk about who we are, and they claim that they are a grassroots organization that started because of an indivisible guide. So someone started this guidebook and they posted it as a Google Doc, and then they shared it locally, and it grew and it grew and it grew to where now they've got millions of grassroots activists all across the country. Now, presumably, for 4 years, you were pretty quiet because you had Biden in office. So, really and truly, you're maybe 4.5, 5 years old, and you went from sharing a Google Doc to now millions of activists all across the country. So, that seemed a little odd to me. So, I kept digging. So, I go on their social media platforms. First of all, they're obsessed with Elon Musk. When I look at their Facebook page and what I've heard, that they're attacking Tesla dealerships. Obviously, they hate Elon Musk. They are very much against everything he's doing with the Doge. And like I said, they hate Trump. So they have one of those like graphics up where Trump made the statement that the attacks on the Tesla dealerships were acts of domestic terrorist or terrorism. So they're obviously very offended by that because they're involved in all of it and they don't want to be called terrorist. They had stuff up there about the, I want to say the Muslim guy. No, he was the Palestinian guy that was inciting all the riots over the past couple of months, and Trump's ordered that he be deported. They've got stuff up there about him, how that's so wrong to deport him and all this stuff. There's stuff about calling for town halls all across the country. Congress is in recess now, so they're saying like host town halls in your area. If your congressman or congresswoman isn't there, like host them anyways. And the local chapter here in Huntsville has definitely been doing that. They've got a town hall planned in the next couple of weeks sometime. They may have a second event. I can't, some people send me stuff and I can't keep up with all of it, but they're very active. And the national group is really encouraging local activism. And like I said, on the surface, they look like just a left-leaning grassroots organization. But if you start to scratch just slightly below the surface, you start to realize something's not right. So that's what I did. I started looking more and more on their website, and I noticed that there's a whole section around organizational missions, which is weird because typically there's just a mission statement, but this one has multiple organizational missions. So basically, what's on their website that really started leading me to the point of this is a new BLM. They have three different organizations, all under the heading of indivisible. So this is going to get a little complicated, and I'm sorry. So they have the first one, which is Indivisible Civics. It is a 501c3. So think of Goodwill, right? Like you give to Goodwill and you get a receipt, and when you do your taxes, you write off that donation. It's a tax-deductible nonprofit, a 501c3. It's what we typically think of when we hear nonprofit. That's a 501c3. Then they have Indivisible Project. Indivisible Project is a 501c4. Now, Moms for Liberty is a C4, so I'm somewhat familiar with this. There's probably a little bit more complexities to it than what I have to deal with our organization. But a C4 is a nonprofit, but it's not tax deductible. So when you donate to Moms for Liberty, I can give you a receipt. You do not get to write it off on your taxes. It's not tax deductible because a C4 is involved in politics. Now, you can't do all anything and everything under the umbrella of politics, but you can be politically engaged. I can have a political stance. I ha can have an event where we talk about politics and we have political leaders come speak. That's a C4. You don't necessarily have to be partisan. You can be neutral, like Moms for Liberty is, or you can be a C4 that leans to the left or leans to the right. They clearly lean to the left. That's fine. So that's a C4. Then they have Indivisible Action, which is a PAC. So think of like the RNC or the DNC, how their sole purpose is to affect the outcome of elections. They are involved full time with federal campaign dollars. That is the key point to remember in all of this. They have federal donor dollars. It is campaign money when you're dealing with a PAC. PACs are extremely dicey because there's so many regulations around how you can and cannot spend that money. So a lot of people stay away from PACs because if you violate PAC regulations, you can go to federal prison. So there's a really big concern around PACs, which is why that caught my eye. Because you've got all three of these organizations listed on one website. That's not normal. No one does that. Normally, you keep those organizations completely separate because the reporting mechanisms around them are so different and the PAC piece of it is so dicey. So that really caught my attention. So I kept scrolling and it's got this little boilerplate at the bottom, paid for in part by Indivisible Action, which is the PAC, which in reading that kind of makes you wonder if they paid for part of it, who paid the other part? Because a 501c3, a tax-deductible organization, can't mix money with a PAC. That's not allowed. So again, I kept scrolling. So at the very bottom in the tiny little print, it says this is a joint website, which again is weird. You can't mix money, so why is this a joint website? And it says that Indivisible Project, which is the C4, the part that can be involved in politics, is a registered C4, and then the PAC part is a hybrid PAC. They are separate organizations. So they acknowledge that they're separate organizations, but everything's like mixed together. Well, knowing what I know about a PAC, you cannot mix that money with anything. Then you start getting into federal contribution violations, which is a felony. It is a massive, massive, massive issue. So then I started clicking around some more. You can obviously donate on this page. All nonprofits do that, right? Like they live off of donations. So I click on the donation button for the C4. I clicked on all of them. The PAC wasn't anything interesting there. It's pretty standard. But the C4, the one that's similar to Moms for Liberty, that one caught my attention. So when you click on the page to donate, if you go down to the bottom in the footnotes where normal people don't look, but of course I'm weird and I go look there, there's a statement that says, this is awesome, charitable donations made through this form are received and processed by ActBlue. Now, ActBlue, if no one's paying, no one remembers, ActBlue was the organization that was the primary donor platform for the DNC during Kamala Harris's campaign. There were massive allegations around the integrity of how ActBlue was funneling money to the DNC. I mean, they had millions of dollars pouring into the DNC and her campaign overnight. And it raised a lot of red flags because that's not normal behavior. But I couldn't really remember where that whole thing landed. So I started doing some research on it because I just can't, did they close that out? Was it still ongoing? Like, I just couldn't remember. So I found an article from literally yesterday. So very relevant. Representative Andy Biggs from Arizona has asked the FBI, Akash Patel, to launch an investigation into ActBlue because of their, let me find it, I want to read it correctly, fundraising platform, the DNC, over concerns the platform had been used to skirt the integrity of federal campaign finance laws. So ActBlue has been accused of violating federal campaign finance laws, and that is the same organization that is managing donations for this out of nowhere new grassroots organization called Indivisible. So in this article, it talks about the allegations against ActBlue and what the concerns are. And basically, if you don't remember what happened with the donations during Kamala's campaign run, they had a ton of donations made by individuals all across the country. And some investigative reporter started looking into the donations, and he went to like several of these people's homes and asking them, like, did you make this donation? And the people had no clue what they were talking about. I mean, clearly they had stolen someone's identity and made a donation in their name, which is a really bizarre thing. But you have limitations on how much you can donate to campaigns. So I don't remember the exact amounts, but there is limitation. So the theory is that Act Blue stole all of these identities to funnel money to the DNC and stay under that threshold, so they didn't necessarily violate the contribution regulations. So that's the theory, that's the allegation, is that they funneled money from foreign countries into the DNC for Kamala Harris's campaign. And the three countries that are listed as being a part of this are China, Venezuela, and none other than Russia. So Russia supposedly is funneling money to the DNC while also Trump is his puppet. So I don't really know how that works. I guess they're a double agent at this point. Who knows? But that is Act Blue. So there has been a call by a sitting congressman for the FBI to do an investigation against them for violating federal campaign laws. Meanwhile, they're also funneling money to and from this organization called Indivisible, which is an activist group going after Trump, Elon Musk, and every Republican congressman and woman all across the country. So it is quite fascinating. I am telling you now, this is the new BLM. They are going to be, I mean, they're just going to be so loud and so difficult to deal with for the next 4 years. And we're already seeing them here in Huntsville, and we've never really had anything like that here. So I really think that they're going to intensify their efforts in the next 4 years. So just more of things for us to be aware of and to look into, because they're not going away. They're very activated. They are very well funded, as we can see, and they're very well mobilized. The Democrats do that very well. They can plan, organize very well, while Republicans are struggling to kind of get it together. So we have not heard the last of them. They are definitely going to be around for a while. But just something to look into and mark it down that I have called it Indivisible is the new BLM. So go check out their website. It's quite fascinating. If you find anything else interesting on them, definitely send it my way, because I find all of this super intriguing and I just love to have all the details. So go check them out. Let me know your thoughts. See you next time.